This goes to Dr. Murray, Murray, fax 989-583-1914, and to Dr. Krepostman, Krepostman, fax 989-956-4105, regarding Terry, Terry Klein, Klein, date of birth July 8, 1945. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Mr. Klein, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels. Most recently, March 28th of 2024, creatinine is 1.39, estimated GFR is greater than 52. Mr. Klein was originally seen in this practice in 2011. He had microalbuminuria, most likely secondary to diabetic nephropathy, and preserved kidney function at that time. He was seen through 2015, and at that point, he had a lot of specialty physicians, and he decided that he would follow up on an as-needed basis. And things stayed relatively stable until this year, when creatinine levels increased, and he was re-referred for further evaluation and management of his chronic kidney disease. The patient reports that he had a cardiac catheterization done in Bay City yesterday by Dr. Lee, L-E-E, and that was done through the right radial artery. He did do an angioplasty and cleaned out one of the stents that had reblocked. He does have a total of 9 stents in coronary arteries from previous cardiac catheterizations. He did have an abnormal EKG with the possible trifascicular block, T-R-I-F like Frank, A-S-I-C-U-L-A-R block, according to the EKG. And he believes he may need a pacemaker at some point if the heart rate continues to slow down. Currently, the rate is 60 and regular today. He's currently feeling well. He's not sure when his last echocardiogram was done, but we will request a copy of the most recent echo to review. We'll also get a copy of the cardiac catheterization from yesterday when that's available. He currently denies dizziness or headaches, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no history of liver disorders, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena, no current edema, no claudication symptoms. He does have severe low back pain, and he does complain of anterior upper thigh and quadricep pain with ambulation. He states that Dr. Lee checked his circulation in the legs yesterday and stated that he has very good circulation in the lower extremities at this time. So the pain is most likely secondary to the back problem. And past medical history is significant for history of heart attack in 1993, multiple cardiac catheterization with 9 stents placed, aortic stenosis, reportedly mild, history of congestive heart failure, type 2 diabetes, obstructive sleep apnea, gout, hypertension, and dry eyes. Past surgical history, he's had a lumbar discectomy, fusion, and laminectomy done February 23rd, 2024. Cardiac catheterizations have been done multiple times with a total of 9 stents placed. Most recently, one was done yesterday. He's had a cholecystectomy, several colonoscopies, cataract removal in both eyes, left carpal tunnel release. He had a benign urethral growth removed in the prostate area, and a vasectomy done. Social history, the patient was an ex-smoker. He quit smoking in 1993. He occasionally consumes alcohol. He denies illicit drug use. He is married and lives with his wife, and he is retired. Family history is significant for degenerative arthritis, coronary artery disease, hypertension, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, glimepiride 2 milligram twice a day, Tricor 145 milligram once daily, Pepcid 20 milligram daily, Plavix 75 milligram daily, Metoprolol extended release 12.5 milligram daily, Vitamin C 500 milligram daily, Norvasc 5 milligram daily, Zocor 40 milligram daily, Magnesium oxide 400 milligram daily, Vitamin B12 1000 milligram or microgram daily, Metformin is 1000 milligram twice a day, Losartan 100 milligram daily, Isosorbide 30 milligram daily, Hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily, Potassium chloride 10 mil equivalent twice a day, Nitroglycerin 0.4 milligram sublingual as needed for chest pain, that's rarely required, Vitamin D3 1000 units daily, Iron 325 milligram daily, Cyclosporin eye drops, one drop to each eye twice a day, Ascriptin aspirin 325 milligram daily, and he does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications. Physical exam, height 71 inches, weight 250 pounds, pulse 60, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 70. Tympanic membranes are difficult to see. He has excessive cerumen in both ears. Pharynx is clear. Uvula is midline. Neck is supple. There's no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with an aortic murmur, auscultated. Abdomen, obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Pedal pulse is 2+ bilaterally, brisk capillary refill. Decreased sensation in both toes. Toes are warm bilaterally. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done 3/28/2024, and creatinine was 1.39, calcium 9.5, electrolytes are normal, albumin 4.1, hemoglobin is 13.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. His urinalysis was done 2/14/24, that's negative for blood and has 1+ protein. And previous creatinine levels 12/4/23, 1.35, 5/19/23, creatinine 1.3, 6/27/22, creatinine is 1.4, GFR 49, 12/9/21, creatinine 1.4 with GFR 49, 3/7/16, creatinine 1.1, GFR greater than 60. We have a microalbumin to creatinine ratio on the urine done 12/5/23, and that's 255. Hemoglobin A1C was 6.6 most recently. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with microalbuminuria, secondary to diabetic nephropathy and congestive heart failure history. We are going to ask for a copy of the most recent echocardiogram and the cardiac catheterization that was done yesterday. We're scheduling the patient for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan in ELMA. We're going to repeat our labs now at the end of this week after having the cardiac catheterization done yesterday, and then every 3 months thereafter. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.